where it had marked the cremation spot of the divine Julius. "Do we have the Brillist editorial yet?" Vivian asked, plunging into his favorite sofa in the center of the octagonal screen-walled room. Toshi shook her head. "Just the list. I talked to the headmaster themselves as well as the editor. They promised it within 2 hours."
"I believe that when I see it. Bring up the full grid."
The walls obeyed. "Shall we play a little game here, reader? First, you read the 710 lists. Then I shall read your mind and tell you in what order you read them, which you heeded and which you skimmed. You think I can't do it?" The censor would not call on me if I did not have some little skill at prophecy. "Try me. Read naturally, skipping what you choose, not forcing yourself to study every name just so you can scoff. Thou underestimatest me, Mycroft. I am unbiased and skim nothing." It is not natural to study all with equal keenness, reader. Men only read every line of a contract so they may boast about it later. Read what you will. Even the censor reads only what he will. "Are you done yet? Then I shall begin. If, reader, you are my near contemporary, then you looked first for your own hive in every list, smiling as you see your fortunes rise, scowling as foreign papers underrate you. Next, you read in full the list of your hive's native paper, then the omnihive opinions of the Romanov and the Anonymous. Whether you agree or disagree with the Anonymous, you must know what the weightiest voice in politics believes. After that, you reviewed Black Sakura, which history's spotlight has turned into the protagonist of papers. The others you skimmed, noting only conspicuous changes. Those who rate Cousin Chair Kosala above the Anonymous, or who raise Brillist Headmaster Felix Faust above the seventh line. And if you are not yourself a Brillist, then you turned last and grudgingly, perhaps, after you began to read this paragraph, to read the Brillist list, for you cannot in good conscience admit that you trust a stranger above the leading commentator of your own hive, but neither can you pretend that you do not believe the Brillist Institute think tank is a greater oracle even than myself. "And if I am not thy contemporary, Mycroft," you ask, "if I am posterity instead, gazing back from centuries after these days of transformation thou describest. Then, reader, the list you rely on is the last. You skimmed the rest, eye catching on celebrities, the Emperor, Hotaka Ando Mitsubishi, those already familiar from my tale, while the rest blurred until the final list. For Shanghai Daily is the only paper so courteous to the future as to list the hive names beside their leaders. If my hives are to you as antiquated as the feudal system is to me, you must not fear that you will understand less of the story because you are not fluent in the names and ranks of my dead age. Comfort yourself that these attempts to name the 10 most influential people in our world are, in point of fact, all wrong, and that you see the clearer without the nearsightedness of a contemporary. You know already one name which should be on all these lists, but never could be. Bridger. I don't like what I'm seeing with the Mitsubishi." Soo-hyun flopped beside the censor on the fur-soft couches at the chamber's center. "It's never happened before that a hive fell a notch on every other list, but rose in their own primary journal. It looks like self-obsession, rating themselves so high when everyone agrees they've slipped, and with the theft bringing everyone's attention to Black Sakura, the effect will be amplified." Vivian nodded, the sofa's texture ruffling his slim dreadlocks, which fall in a shell around his head, just to the shoulders, semi-stiff like the living surface of a willow tree. "The Anonymous rated the Mitsubishi under Felix Faust this year, and there are no Mitsubishi names in the bottom three on any non-Mitsubishi list." Soo-hyun frowned. "It's embarrassing. It'll lower Sam-nyung in everybody's eyes." Soo-hyun uses the Korean name for the Mitsubishi,
They fell one notch on the lists this year, but with that it'll be as if they fell three. No one beats Vivian Ancelet's poker face. Toshi, what do you think? Toshi paused a moment to compose her answer. I don't think it'll be that grim. Not with the theft making Black Sakura seem important. One notch down. That's what the public will think. The censor stroked the gold piping of his purple sleeve as an old sage strokes his beard. Mycroft, what are you thinking? I had paused to strip off my uniform jacket before the scent of sewage made too much headway in the room. I think everyone hates Prime Minister Perry, I began. I think the public knows Europe would be higher on all the lists if they had a more popular leader, that Europe's influence is greater than Perry's is. Black Sakura included Crown Prince Leonor in their bottom three instead of King Isabel Carlos to remind everyone that the next generation is coming. I think everyone will read Europe as a notch or two above wherever Perry's name appears, which puts the Masons, Cousins, and Europeans all above the Mitsubishi on most lists, even the humanists on some. The Mitsubishi will come off as the weakest of the Big Five this year by a long shot. Probably, the censor held us in suspense, taking a long, deep breath. You know, any of the three of you at 10 years old could have impersonated Sunio Sugiyama better than whoever Hagiwara got to write this 7-10 list. Impersonate? Su Hyun's eyes went wide. Who's Hagiwara? Black Sakura's editor. Vivian Ancelet knows every reporter worth his salt. Whom I wouldn't have called an idiot before today. Didn't want to disappoint the readership, I guess. Probably strong-armed some unsuspecting intern into writing it. But step one of faking a Star Reporter's article is telling said Star Reporter not to message the entire gaming club to say they're taking the week off. Toshi Mitsubishi had gone very quiet and very stiff. It was me she stared at, and I stared back, each of us uncertain what the other had learned from her Bosch parents at Togenkyo. I did not know Toshi well. I knew her intellect and skill, but not the human side of her. How close she was to Masami among her many Basibs. If I had had my tracker, I would have called Chief Director Ando to ask permission to discuss the truth. But Toshi is stern stuff, and spoke first. It has to come out. Masami wrote the list. My Basib. The censor released a slow, hissing sigh, like a punctured balloon. The chief director's bakit? This is going to be a firestorm. A deep breath. I want to see numbers. Suhyun, run what'll happen if the Mitsubishi fall to the bottom of the Big Five. Mycroft, do a precedent check. See if there's ever been a confidence shift this abrupt. Look especially at the 2380s, right before the Greenpeace-Mitsubishi merger. Suhyun's eyes widened. You think there'll be a Hive merger? No. But some of these numbers feel familiar, and my gut says it's from then. I'll comb older records, see if I can figure out what I'm remembering. Toshi... He froze, mid-order, catching sight of her face, her trembling lip. I'm sorry. Nothing can stop this being hard on your bash. But at least we've caught it a bit before the public. Do you need a minute? She turned to the screens. No. I'll run the Mitsubishi internal numbers. See which way Wanzhou is likely to swing if the Beijing and Shanghai blocks both try for the chief director's seat. Vivian reached out, as if fighting the urge to offer her a warming hug. But he and Toshi are not quite that familiar. I don't think your bapa will necessarily fall. Toshi shook herself, the springy twists of her hair dancing like windswept grasses. We won't know without running it. We each took a wall and made the numbers dance. It is tedious work, even with a computer's aid, 1,000 judgment calls as we tried to extrapolate the consequences of this crisis of confidence. We didn't only factor in obvious things, like investment trends or youths choosing their hives this year, but subtle things too. The ratio of rice to wheat consumption, exports to the great African reservation, apartment rental prices. The million strands which weave through the world economy and which we search for snarls in the weft. There was a reason Chairman Carlyle named his corporation Gordian. It wasn't, as so many think today, a symbol of that yet unconquered mystery, the brain. It was the sword which hacked the knot that Carlyle cared about. A sword he turned on clients' economic snarls. When those prophets men call economists predicted revolution or collapse in some weak corner of the globe where a subscriber had investments, Carlyle's Gordian would fly in Mukta's children and evacuate everything. Factories, goods, workers, families, capital in all its forms, all snatched to safety in a day, like good fruit from a rotting tree. As the tremors of the church war grew, Gordians carried out the affluent of every nation, leaving governments and poor to slit each other's throats. But Mukta worked as a sword back then only because those snarls were geographic. In our world, all powers are global powers, and all snarls global snarls. That is why, while Carlyle could snip out the shape of a new world like topiary from the overgrowth of nations, today our censor, with the same data at his disposal, laughs at those who put him on their 7-10 lists. Vivian Ancelet, the world's accountant, maker of senators but slave of numbers, helpless as the astronomer who watches the universe's pool balls act out their predetermined dance. "Run it again," he ordered the instant we had our answers. "Suhyun, you're blurring the differences between different hive lists too much. White laws side with cousins as often as with grey laws. Factor that in. Toshi, you're underestimating the pro-Mitsubishi pull of the Indian ethnic strats in the Humanists and Gordian. Mycroft, quit pretending Europe is mucking about without a government. Casimir Perry may be unpopular with the Greeks and Spaniards, but they have plenty of supporters. Poles, Georgians, Filipinos, South Africans, tons of EU strats. Deal with it." It takes Suhyun or me 12 minutes to run the numbers once. Toshi, whose dark fingers play spreadsheets as fluently as harp strings, can manage it in 8. The censor would demand 21 revisions before Suhyun couldn't take it anymore. I did factor in the increase in humanists visiting the moon this time. Cells HH26 and HN56, are you blind? Vivian stayed stern. "That doesn't account for the possibility of third-time visits. Run it again. Third-time visits drop out in the margin of error. I've had the same answer the last 5 times you had me rerun this. If you don't like my numbers, then give me a different starting factor." Toshi leapt to Suhyun's defense. "I agree. We're all coming up with 2-year projections of Mitsubishi population down 0.62%, land holdings up 0.88%, and income down 0.62% no matter what we try." Fear not, reader. I do not give these numbers because I expect you to remember them or understand, but only to demystify that cave of mysteries which is the censor's office. It is not some clandestine shrine where secret judgments determine the fate of men. It is simply the world's most high-security calculator. "Run it again." "There's no point. The Mitsubishi are losing another senator this year, and the Masons are gaining 2, no matter how we cut this up. It's a holiday. You don't want to be here all day any more than we do." The censor's voice took on that granite timbre he usually reserves for announcing senatorial evictions. "Run it again, factoring in Chief Director Ando being publicly accused of personally manipulating the Black Sakura 7-10 list." It was better not to make them wait. "I've run those numbers already." I summoned my chart, glad I could at least help Toshi and Suhyun toward the freedom to enjoy the afternoon. Suhyun released a low whistle.
That can't be right. Toshi was staring. Mitsubishi population down 1.89%, land holdings up 1.51%, income down 2.12%.